The sheriff, Gisborne and their men ride into Loxley. A villager bows sarcastically as they pass.
Find out that man's neck.
To the villagers.
I have come to visit Robin of Loxley, but find him not at home. Perhaps one of you would like to inform me of his whereabouts. He and I need to have a little chat, a conversation. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Then there is a reward. Shall we say £20? And then all of a sudden somebody does know.
Loosen your tongues or lose your tongues!
The sheriff nods at Gisborne, who in turn gestures for a soldier to grab the man that bowed earlier.
Cut out his tongue. One an hour, until somebody talks.
Robin Hood. Starring Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. Also starring Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, and William Beck. Created by Dominic Minghella and Foz Allen. Written by Dominic Minghella. Episode 2, Sheriff Got Your Tongue. Sherwood Forest. Robin, Much and Allen are tied to some trees.
You're making a mistake.
What? You gonna send an army to hunt us down, tear us limb from limb? You think we're frightened of the sheriff? We frightened?
No.
No! We are also against the sheriff!
What do you want, a medal?
We should be on the same side, we should! Master, tell him!
Robin says nothing.
That rabbit is not... I think you'll find that rabbit is not yet cooked.
I think you'll find he eats them raw.
Raw? Is that wise? I mean, that is dangerous.
Oh.
Look, will you just shut up?
You a noble?
Yes. And no.
Smells like one. Smells lovely. Flowers. Lavender.
Rose petals.
Well, you were a bit on, did you? Lavender bath. Yeah, you smell too.
No, I had a bath. He washed. In rose petals.
And they reckon they're same side as us? Think about it. You know any outlaws who take lavender baths?
No. John?
It's not lavender. All right.
Will's nearby.
Got a halfpenny here, John.
You have the horses. Leave Miss Halfpenny.
How come you got no purse?
Because I was not planning on coming to the woods. Is this what you do?
It's what we do.
Stealing willy-nilly.
Stealing willy-nilly. I can't understand what he's saying. Can you understand what he's saying?
Do you care who you steal from? My friend here has but a halfpenny. What you take from him might be all he has.
It is all I have.
Heartbreaking. Do we care? We don't care.
We're dead men. Think about it. Outlaws.
Oh, that is sophisticated.
Oh, big words. Scary.
John, a tall, menacing-looking man, whistles, and the outlaws head off, taking the horses with them. Robin signals to Will, who's hiding behind a tree. He races down to untie them.
Well, those were horrible men. They could have left us here to die for all they care. If they had not taken our weapons, I would say we should go after them and give them a hiding. A hiding to remember... You let me think. If you had freed yourself, why did you not fight?
I thought it best to wait.
Why?
Because, Much, you were right. We should teach them a lesson. Gentlemen?
Oh, no. Master, surely...
Yeah. Let's go.
Tick-tock. Tick-tock.
The sheriff takes a swig from a goblet.
I told you that I can't taste wine. I have the best. Of course, but I don't have the palate for it.
He tips the goblet up, then mimes having his tongue cut off. In the forest, John and his men are laughing as they go through Robin's things.
I think you'll find that's not properly cooked.
The noise of the birds makes them look round. Finally, John looks up to a craggy rock to see Robin drawing his bow and arrow.
This is our forest too! I think you'll find... Take your clothes off!
John breaks free from Much's grasp and charges towards Robin, who expertly floors him. At Loxley Manor, Gisborne's furniture is being moved in.
This is unacceptable! The master will...
When this dispute is resolved, Robin will return, he will.
Robin, he'll never be master of anywhere now.
Master of Sherwood, maybe.
Robin of the Wood.
I like that. Robin of the Wood.
Robin Wood.
Guy would like that.
You should tell him.
You tell him.
I'm not going to tell him.
Why not?
He might not like it.
You are revolting. You know that. My master and I fought for 5 years in the Holy Land. For what? Well, so that people like you could run amok with your lawlessness and your disgusting champ and your snide... Your snide...
Snide. Your snide.
Dance.
You what?
Dance.
No way.
Ow!
Dance!
The four men, tied together in a circle, dance, while Robin fires arrows which just missed their feet.
Very good. Like dancing bears.
How does it feel?
You treat your fellow man like an animal!
How does it feel? You take from those worse off than yourselves, and then you leave them to die.
All right, you've made your point.
You are not Englishmen. You are not the England we fought for. Men who think it is a boast to be dead.
What do you think you're doing, robbing him, when the sheriff over there is robbing us all 20 times over?
Skulking in the woods, while he steals spirits and livelihoods.
Why are you skulking in the woods? What are you going to do about it?
Stop him. I'm going to stop him.
Well, you can't stop a sheriff. Only the Crown can withdraw his license.
When the King returns, he will have his comeuppance. Until then, we will scupper his sadistic punishments. We will stop his insane taxes and give them back to the poor where they belong.
Sure.
We will rob him. And if you dead men had had spines in your backs, that's what you would have been doing for the last 5 years.
Rousing, Lavender Boy.
Good luck.
Yeah. See ya.
That'll be a mistake. Think you'll find.
Robin looks up to see that they're surrounded on all sides by outlaws, some with their bows and arrows at the ready.
You are in no position to argue, Dunderhead.
Much turns to see that Robin has dropped his bow and has his hands raised.
Oh. Look, you've tied us up. We've tied you up. We could call it quits. We could all be on our way.
Him, I do not like.
It is mutual.
Someone whispers something to John.
You Robin of Loxley? Robin... Earl of Huntingdon. Good.
John punches him.
Another hour. This is not necessary. Where is Robin?
Talk!
He will never be your master again. You need have no fear of reprisals from him. I'm your master now. For good.
At least have the courtesy to untie him.
Locksley? You brought us home.
It seems there may be a reward.
£20.
You take him down. See if he can get something for this rabble too.
Me? I'm supposed to be dead.
Yeah, me too. They won't recognise you.
Well, if they do, I'll be hanged. John?
John can't go, can he? If they're going to recognise anyone, it's going to be John.
We all go.
It is unfortunate. If man goes to war, his spirit can be damaged, his vision blurred, his understanding of law and order. This is what has happened to Robin. I have heard that there are camps in the Holy Land where men are taught to hate their own land, to return home to wreak havoc and destruction. Maybe this is what has happened to Robin, we don't know. But what we do know is that by his actions in Nottingham, the former master, he did not, as some of the romantics amongst you might believe, strike a blow for freedom. Make no mistake about it. He perverted the course of justice, and in so doing, he attacked the very fabric of our state. The state that we all work for, the state that we all pay our taxes for. He would rob us of that, of our taxes, of our hard work.
The villagers all stare at the ground. Meanwhile, John's dragging Robin along.
Another tongue, I suppose.
No! 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 No!
No! No! That is nasty. And that is brutish.
That is Alice.
Alice?
My wife.
You were Alice's, John. She thought you were dead.
It's you they want. We go now.
You can't let her rest in your hand.
There is no time. I can save your wife. Put me down.
Untie me. My bow, quickly. I am good with the bow.
You saw him shoot your feet.
Trust me.
John quickly unties Robin. An arrow knocks the shears from the guard's hand. Then, while they're spinning in midair, another breaks them in two.
He's here. Find him.
Let's go.
Godspeed.
What?
You have served me well, my friend. And I have led you to this. Apologies.
Oh.
Go. I will find a way through this.
The sheriff will hang you.
If he does, at least I will not die a dead man.
Good scheme, Sheriff! Very effective. Impressive logic.
Now, I wonder, if I tell you where I am, can I claim the £20? That would be a pound or so for each family here. Eat a whole winter off that.
Amusing. Put down your weapon, we are surrounded.
I am Guy of Gisborne, the new lord of this manor and soon to be Earl of Huntingdon. Your presence here is no longer required. Put down your weapon.
Robin laughs and throws down his bow. Swords are drawn at his throat, and moments later, Gisborne mounts his horse. Robin's wrists are bound to a rope that Gisborne is holding onto. A soldier, his face obscured by chainmail, secures Robin tightly, then slaps him in the face. Robin's pushed to the ground. To the sheriff.
That was a cruel game to play.
Game? You don't understand. You do not play games with me. You made a mistake in Nottingham, trying to be the peasant's hero.
Well, why don't you be the peasant's hero and show me how it's done?
Oh, so we have a meeting in the morning to discuss it. A clue? No. In the morning, you shall hang. All hope lost.
Gisborne sets off, pulling Robin behind him.
I liked him.
I did not.
He saved your wife. Liked. He's not dead.
John roughly pulls Much to his feet. At Nottingham Castle, Gisborne arrives with Robin in tow. Marion's coming down some steps with a basket of fruit. Gisborne nods to her, before gesturing to his men to take Robin away. Marion passes them on the steps as they lead Robin inside.
Fool.
At John's camp.
Ah, we're rich. What's the matter?
Saw his wife.
No reward?
My master gave himself in.
To the sheriff?
The sheriff was cutting out tongues. Well, he could hardly stand by and watch people lose their tongues.
That would be funny, wouldn't it? If instead of cat got your tongue, they said sheriff got your tongue.
What?
If someone was a bit, you know, quiet, you'd go, what's the matter? Sheriff got your tongue?
Look, we cannot just sit here. We've got to do something. We've got to go to Nottingham and we've got to get him out.
How? No point, anyway.
No point? You would be dead if Robin had not...
That's true.
You would be dead.
Mind you, I weren't supposed to hang in the first place. That was just a confusion.
Look, you can't just let him die, Will.
No one seems interested.
Very well. I shall go alone.
There you are. Oi, hold it. No horse.
Looking forlorn, Much marches off. John gets to his feet and approaches Will.
In which house is my wife? I will fetch her.
Fetch her away?
Here. A woman can live in the forest, same as us.
Alice can't live in the forest.
Why not?
Ah, there's something you don't know.
Robin's led down into the dungeon. When the jailer sees him, he smiles broadly.
Not so high and mighty now, are we?
Oh! That's for the priest trick. Could have cost me my job.
One job to save four lives.
Won't be saving anyone now, my lovelies, wherever you're from. He's not Robin of Locksley anymore.
Robin Hood, they're calling him.
Robin Hood? There'll be no hood for you tomorrow, my lovely. The sheriff wants the rabble to see the fear in your eyes. Wants them to see your eyes pop right out.
The jailer pushes Robin into a cell. Next, Much sneaks up to Knighton Hall. Inside, he's talking to Edward and Marion.
Nothing!
What can I do? I warned him. The sheriff.
Yes, my lord, but...
He should have listened to my father. Now he is an outlaw.
I know, my ladyship.
And not a very impressive one.
That is... Forgive me. That is not fair. He is most impressive.
He is caught after just one day. Does that impress you?
He gave himself up to save tongues.
Tongues?
In Locksley. The sheriff was cutting out people's tongues until somebody told him where Robin was. I hate the sheriff. And I hate you. If you aren't going to help Robin.
Young man, I will speak in court, of course, but your master has doomed himself. His fate is... Resign yourself.
In the Holy Land, my master had dreams. He spoke your name.
He looks at Marion.
Good night.
Edward seems a little ashamed as Much leaves. In Locksley, John hides in the undergrowth, watching a little boy limp from his house. The boy's carrying a makeshift bow.
Who are you?
Who are you?
John.
John what?
John Little.
Oh.
But people call me Little John. Do you know why?
Why?
Because my father was called John too. John Little. He was a hero. He was big, I think. What's your name?
I'm a friend of your mother's. How is she?
Always tired, always sewing. But do you know what?
What?
Everything's going to be better now because Robin's back from the Holy Land. He always makes sure people have enough to eat. I had a feast at the big house, and I had so much pork my belly ached. And Mother had fish, but fish I do not like.
Fish is her favourite.
Robin will come back from Nottingham, won't he?
Little John? Where are you, Little John?
Do you want to come in?
I don't think I can, Little John.
John? It's late. Come on.
Alice looks into the undergrowth as she leads Little John inside. But John has gone. Now the sheriff saunters into Robin's cell.
I realised something about you.
I thought you didn't want to talk.
That was before I realised.
Realised what?
You're a renowned marksman with a bow. You saw me about to excise a tongue or two, you could have shot me, why didn't you?
You had men everywhere. I had only a few. We were outnumbered.
Well, that may be true. But you gave yourself up.
I care about those people. My people, more than I care about myself. You would not understand.
Yeah, but that's not the point. Do you want to know what the point is?
No.
The point is, you care more about my life than you do about your own.
No.
Then why didn't you kill me? Surely you must have known that I would see you executed. Have you lost your nerve? Have you lost your taste for blood? Robin of Locksley, honoured for his service in the King's private guard. How many men did you kill in the Holy Land, I wonder? Yet here we are, in Locksley, people that you love very much in trouble, and you have the chance to shoot me, but you don't take it.
I would kill you in an instant.
Well, maybe, if that was the only way to prevent bloodshed, but it wasn't the only way, was it? No, you didn't have to kill me, because you could sacrifice yourself. And that is what you did.
You think of me what you will. If I am to hang tomorrow, it makes no difference.
Oh, look who doesn't want to talk now. Jailer, open the gate. You're free to go. But I should say, if you do, then tomorrow, one or two of your villager friends, well, they won't be, how shall we say, on speaking terms with you.
Robin takes a seat.
Oh, I like it. This is good.
I do not know why Englishmen travel 2,000 miles to fight evil when the real cancer is right here.
Listen, I can hear a noise. Can you hear a noise? I think it's a dead man talking.
The sheriff smiles wickedly as he turns and heads off. Robin grabs an overhead bar and does some pull-ups.
I'd have gone if I were you.
You're not me.
Have you ever kissed a boy called John? For if you've never kissed a boy called John, You don't know what you've missed, not kissing little John.
While Alice takes up her sewing, she gazes out of the window, unaware that John is sitting on the ground outside. He looks distraught. In the forest.
I think the whiny one will make it.
What's he going to do? Stroll into Nottingham and say, excuse me, can my friend Lavender Boy go free? Hey, lambs to the slaughter, both of them.
Could have given him the horse.
Then we lose a horse too, think about it.
If Robin dies, the people of Loxley will be like you.
What do you mean, like us?
They'll have nothing left to live for. They'll be dead men.
Well, you go and save him then. See ya! We don't do town. We're outlaws. We're on the run.
And what happens to the loved ones you leave behind?
Town is death.
Have you seen what happens to a family when there is only one breadwinner? Because I have.
Heartbreaking. Are you deaf? We don't go to Nottingham.
We go to Nottingham.
They all turn to John in shock. At Knighton Hall.
To what do we owe the pleasure of your company, Sir Guy?
He waits for the maid to leave.
I would be pleased if you would come and visit me at Loxley, now that it's mine.
I do not know.
I have ambitions which are greater, of course. You know that. But for now, to have land once more in the Gisborne name, my father would be proud.
I am very glad for you.
Some of my men, I know this for a fact, used to laugh at my title. Guy of Gisborne, when there was no Gisborne.
And Loxley is your Gisborne?
Yes, actually. I am intent on changing his name.
Does changing a name really make a difference?
When a woman marries, she changes her name. It makes a difference.
And what of Robin?
What of Robin?
He will contest your acquisition of his lands, surely.
He will die.
If he's found guilty.
There's no need for a trial. He will hang in the morning.
There must be a trial. It is the law.
Yeah, but he is an outlaw. You see, in these straitened times, the sheriff has made special provision. Outlaws are classed as enemies of war, thus we can hold them without trial.
No.
And we can execute them without trial.
No, it cannot be.
We're at war.
Yes, in the Holy Land. That does not mean we dispense with justice here.
I'm sorry, I was not expecting you.
Do not worry, Father. Sir Guy was just leaving.
Marion looks nervous as Gisborne leaves. The moon shines brightly over the city walls of Nottingham. Walking along the perimeter, Much finds a ladder lying on the ground. He thinks for a moment, then pushes it upright against the wall. He climbs it, only to find that it doesn't quite reach to the top of the wall. He's heading back down when a large dog appears and runs over to him.
Shoo! Shoo! Go away! Shoo! Please!
Now he's fast asleep halfway up the ladder, while the dog is lying at the bottom.
He's a good boy, eh?
Some help.
Much scrambles down to Alan and the other outlaws.
Yeah, I was just checking up there, and yes, as I thought, the ladder is completely useless.
Well, come on then.
John's placed the ladder on his shoulders, so it now reaches the top of the wall. In the dungeon, the jailer leads Marion down to a chamber. She catches Robin's eye as she passes. The jailer unlocks Robin's cell door.
Come on then, my lovely. Let's have some entertainment.
He pushes Robin out to where Marion's waiting.
Where is it?
Where is what?
Please, the ring my father gave you years ago before he knew the wickedness of your heart.
Madam, I told you before, asking doesn't usually work. I'll do his thumb.
Will those work?
These? They're lovely.
When he speaks, will you hear?
Well, of course.
Now that I cannot allow. You might get there first and steal the ring.
Madam, I can assure you I'm a man of simple pleasures. Inflicting pain. That's enough for me.
Maybe, but if the ring is not where he tells me, suspicion will fall on you, and that would be unfair. I will speak with him alone first. You may go.
I can't do that.
Wait outside. He cannot escape, and he will not dare attack me.
No, I...
Leave.
Yes, your ladyship.
When the jailer's gone...
You are an utter fool.
He said that already.
Oh, you listened? I also told you confronting the sheriff wouldn't work. You didn't listen to that.
I did not have much choice.
Well, everything is a choice. Everything we do. Grow up.
I prevented unjust hangings. I protected people from my village.
Oh, that will make your death romantic.
It would make it honourable.
Honourable? And what about the people you were so honourably protecting? Who will protect them when you're dead? Oh, what is it with men and glory? Glory above sense and above reason?
It is principle.
Principle is making a difference, and you can't do that if you're dead. You could have stayed here in the first place instead of following your king to the Holy Land if you'd cared so much about your precious people. But you didn't. You chose war. You chose glory.
He leans in towards her.
What is this about?
It is about you saying that you care about the people of Loxley when the truth is you ran off to battle thousands of miles away.
He strokes her cheek, but she bats his hand away.
You had something on your cheek.
She takes a dagger from a pouch.
Right, this is what we do. Stand by the door, I'll scream. In he comes, you strike him and run. I've paid a man by the east gate. You'll not be seen if you leave now before day watch. Take these.
I cannot go unseen.
Well, you cannot go seen.
I cannot let the sheriff win.
Have you not heard a single word I've said?
Trust me. I have a plan. Half a plan. I love it when you look at me in anger.
Robin rushes to the side of the door, and as it opens, the jailer appears, only to fall heavily to the floor.
This is a rescue!
It's Much.
And we are undetected.
In the dungeon! Outlaw! Open his door!
Oh, thank God. This man needs help.
Out in the square.
Thank you for coming.
Let's go, before they say we've opened the gates.
Hang on. Hold an escape route for me. I need 5 minutes. There's something I must do before I can go with you.
What?
If I'm longer than that, then leave without me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Master, no. You cannot go back in there. If you go back in and die, then I will die. Of grief. So you must come now, if only to save me.
See, that is why I love you. And you, I need help. It is dangerous.
Yes.
The outlaw Roy joins Robin.
Why him when you love me? Why not me?
Here they come!
While the others face the soldiers filing out of the castle, Robin attaches some rope to an arrow and fires it up at a wooden post high on a rampart. He and Roy duck against a wall to hide from some soldiers.
Oh, wait. Last man.
Another soldier appears, and when he's gone, Robin and Roy head inside the castle while the others fight off the sheriff's men. In an armory, a soldier is surprised by Roy and Robin, who knock him out before trying out a sword and helmet. Out in the courtyard, Will floors a soldier. Meanwhile, Roy and Robin, now disguised as soldiers, make their way through the castle to a door which is being guarded.
Hello there. I was just passing, and the sheriff said for me to drop in.
At any time.
Hearing the noise, the sheriff gets up. As he opens the door, two soldiers fall into the room, followed by Robin, bow and arrow at the ready.
What do you want?
Yesterday in Loxley, you revealed your true colours. Today I reveal mine. You were right. I have lost my taste for bloodshed, but if you ever callously or needlessly hurt anyone as a way of getting to me, if you cut out a tongue or brand an arm or even so much as pluck the hair of an innocent person to get to me, in the name of King Richard, so help me, I will kill you.
I don't believe you.
Trust me.
What has changed since yesterday? Nothing. Prove it. I will not change. I will stoop low, so kill me now.
Robin fires three arrows, which frame the sheriff's head.
Impressive. But each arrow that hits the wood, well, it is a point lost, isn't it? I mean, what's surprising is you have not even maimed me. I'm not even grazed. Surely I deserve at least that.
He gets up.
Are you afraid of authority? Or is it secretly? You know that I'm right. That we must have law and order. I think it is. I think that is why I shall have you hang yourself.
Now I have maimed you.
It's a scratch. My point, well, it still stands.
Lavender.
Lavender. But my pain shall be salved by a much sweeter balm, the knowledge that you are weak as your charming sweet conscience is strong.
Robin swings round and fires at a soldier.
You overestimate my conscience. Now, do precisely as I say. We're going to the tower.
Stop! Stop! Do not harm those men. They are free to go. I have an announcement to make.
I?
Vasey, Sheriff of Nottingham.
In recognition...
Of my illegal actions yesterday in Loxley.
Do humbly apologise.
Do humbly apologise to the innocent people who have suffered at my hands.
I promise to pay £500...
I promise to pay! No, I cannot!
Go on, you will have to kill! Guards! Guards out!
Stop those men!
The fighting outside resumes. Now the soldier Robin hit with an arrow to scare the sheriff sits up. He removes his helmet. It's Roy. He heads through the castle with the arrow still stuck to a wooden board strapped to his chest. Meanwhile, Robin's on the ramparts, gathering up the rope he fired up earlier.
March! March!
And shoot Loxley!
Marion watches the battle in the courtyard as Roy emerges from the castle. Much catches the rope thrown down from the rampart and searches for somewhere to tie it.
Robin! Where?
John grabs the end of the rope, then turns to Much.
Yeah! You defend me!
Yes!
Will knocks out two soldiers who are aiming at Robin. Using his now stringless bow, Robin slides deftly down the rope, knocking out soldiers as he goes. John's hand strains as he struggles to hold on to the bottom of the rope. The sheriff looks furious, and Marion smiles.
That'll hurt, Lavender Boy.
Heartbreaking.
More soldiers file out. While the others race out of the castle gate, Robin takes on the ensuing soldiers. He leaps onto a barrel and slices through a rope. The portcullis at the castle gate begins to drop, and he swiftly rolls beneath it before it lands heavily on the ground. He blows a kiss to Marion, slightly unnerving her. As Robin and the others run away triumphantly, a large soldier standing next to the sheriff shrugs. The sheriff knocks his hat off. Later, the outlaws are spying on the village.
Is that her?
She's your wife. What did she see in you?
Look, she's seen it. Look!
A basket full of fruit, bread and meat, and a leather pouch, which she picks up.
That is good.
Yeah.
She gazes at the coins in her hand. Now Roy and Robin are spying on another woman. The woman finds a leather pouch hanging from a washing line. Robin places a hand on Roy's shoulder, but he pushes it away. Finally, Alice and Little John come home from the well to find two fish and some meat hanging from the doorframe. John and Robin are watching, hidden in some bushes. Next, the outlaws are back in the forest, sitting around rabbits cooking on a spit.
You know, I myself have no family at all, of course. You know, no family. No wife, children. Strangely, it doesn't bother me. Yeah, not at all. Not at all.
John picks up the rabbits and pretends to take a bite.
Mm. Excuse me, I think you'll find that's not properly cooked.
Mutch holds his hands up to their laughter.
Very funny.